Hi, this is Kathy Jones. Today we are doing a podcast here from USA Baldwin County, and my guests today are from the EMS department.
Good afternoon, Kathy. My name is Charlie Irwin. I'm the chair for the Department of EMS Education.
And I'm Jason Brooks. I am the program director for the Department of EMS Education.
Okay, great. I appreciate y'all being with us today. I guess starting off, what I'd like to know is tell us a little bit about the program, the EMS program for USA.
Well, Kathy, a lot of people don't realize that we're one of the oldest departments at the university. We've been part of the university for 42 years.
Wow.
Started out at Berkeley, the Berkeley campus, and just have recently moved to main campus.
Right.
In the past, up until 2012, is it, Jason, that we started the bachelor's program? Up until 2012, we just taught EMS, which is basic EMT and paramedic.
Sure.
Just a certificate program. 2012, we launched our bachelor's degree in EMS. Mm-hmm. We were one of only 10 universities in the country to have that. That has done so well that the College of Allied Health Professions came and asked us to kind of sponsor the professional health science degree.
Right.
So that is housed within EMS presently now. And it's that program that has directly impacted the Baldwin County campus, because we are now teaching at least one class. We're trying to teach two classes in Baldwin County every semester, and that's populated significantly with students from professional health sciences. But we're not new here. The
right.
Department of EMS Education has come in. We've taught an entire paramedic program on this campus.
Sure.
We actually, most of our faculty is from Baldwin County, so we really love being on this campus. So it works out for us, and it's really good for the student body, since we have such a large student body now. We're the fastest growing department at the university. A lot of people don't realize that either.
Wow.
And we're have the opportunity to introduce a lot of students to this great campus here in Baldwin County.
Great, thank you. And we're really glad to have you here and have this program. What is the difference between the certificate program and the four-year bachelor degree?
Well, the certificate program, that's how the department started. That is a certificate in EMS, which is your basic EMT, which is one semester.
Right.
And then your advanced EMT, which is one more semester. And then you start the paramedic program. The paramedic program is three semesters of intensive medical training.
Okay.
And that constitutes the certificate program.
Okay.
And you have to complete that to go into the bachelor's degree. What we're seeing as a very young profession is most paramedics don't have a degree.
Right.
And we now have the mechanism to offer that opportunity to functioning paramedics, both in Mobile, Baldwin County, and throughout the country. We have students in the bachelor's degree from California. Help me out, Jason. California,
Texas, Illinois, Iowa,
wow.
Georgia. Matter of fact, our honors graduate in the fall 2014 semester was from California.
Wow.
So, you know, the bachelor's in EMS is a rarity,
because
so few universities have that, but it's offered here in Mobile and Baldwin County. We also have the professional health science degree. That is a degree path for those allied health students that just really hadn't figured out exactly what avenue of health they want to get into.
Right.
So it's a great degree for them to go through and obtain, and then decide what graduate program that they want to pursue within the allied health professions.
Right. Okay, that's awesome. I appreciate you letting us know about that. Okay, so let's just say, Jason, if I live in Baldwin County and I want to complete my degree, but I do have some community college transfer credit, what would be some courses that would be important that I would have to have before I transfer to the Baldwin County program?
Your regular general education courses. You have to complete all but two in order to get into the bachelor's program, the EMS courses.
Okay.
Now, our bachelor's EMS courses are not clinical at all. They're more administrative and managerial. Matter of fact, a large number of our students are people who are career-minded EMS professionals. They already work for large EMS companies, and the degree path provides upward mobility. We have a lot of firefighters, and as a former firefighter, I can tell you the degree is the pathway to rank, to lieutenant, captain, and chief, and beyond.
Sure.
But yeah, any general education courses, especially as long as it comes from a regionally accredited institution,
okay.
We will take them in. You know, they can get all their Englishes and their histories, you know, math and science. If they get that at a local community college, those will transfer, again, as long as it comes from a regionally accredited institution.
Okay, great.
And if I can add on that, we actually have in place a memorandum of understanding with Faulkner State Community College, saying that we would gladly accept any of their students with the general education credits that have been through a paramedic program.
Okay.
And Faulkner has that. They're welcome to come straight into our EMS program.
Right, that's great information, because I know there's a lot of students out there who they get a little nervous when they're wanting to apply because they don't know exactly what they need, and that's great information. Okay, and then I guess my final question really for today is, let's just say I've got some military experience and I'm wanting to come back to school, and let's say I even have some assistance through the VA. What's the opportunity for me there? Will some of those credits that I had in the military be counted? How does that work, Charlie?
Well, being a veteran of 20 years in the military, I can tell you veterans' opportunity today is more plentiful than ever before. Now, as far as military experience, a lot of guys and gals are thinking about military experience transferring into college credits. I would advise those type students to contact the Veteran Affairs Office, and what they can do is get a copy of their DD-214.
Right.
And by using that DD-214 and any certificates they've gotten in the military, they can see if that equates,
mm-hmm.
as far as life experience, into college credit. Now, if they've taken college while they were in the military, as long as it's from a regionally accredited school, we take all of that.
Okay.
I know in the Coast Guard,
mm-hmm.
they have a basic EMT academy out of Petaluma. And if they've gone through the school of Petaluma and they're a basic EMT, that transfers in 100%. So they can just start right into the advanced EMT portion.
Okay.
The Army has a very similar program where they have combat medic. We would just look at what they did in that course, and then we would work with the Veteran Affairs Office to see at what level they should start in our program.
Mm-hmm.
So being a veteran, I mean, they're welcome. We have a lot of Coast Guard guys, several Army guys, and a lot of veterans are taking advantage of the post 9/11 GI Bill,
right?
Which is a fabulous program, because not only will they receive tuition, full tuition to go to college, but they'll also get a stipend, a BAH stipend, which can be $1,000 a month, depending on how much time you have in as on active duty.
Right.
I've had several students, you know, that makes it really easy for a veteran to come to school. In fact, I've told many young veterans that they're out of their mind if they're not in college.
Right.
They get to go for, actually they get paid to go to school. So
right.
It's a great opportunity. And being a paramedic program, we're kind of a paramilitary type profession,
right?
And veterans fit in very nicely to this field, and the ones that we've had come to us have excelled.
Right. Well, I do appreciate y'all being here today. Tell me one more thing, and that is, I know Charlie that you live over in this area. Jason, are you also? Do you live in Baldwin County as well?
I live in Foley.
Okay, great. So this is actually pretty convenient. What do you like about teaching over here? Just one quick little something.
Quiet.
Okay. Yeah, we're a little bit smaller, but most of our students say they like the fact that they get to actually have a personal relationship with you all. Do you all reciprocate that as well? Is that something that you...
The intimacy of this campus is extraordinary, actually. I actually like coming over a little bit early just to enjoy sitting around the campus waiting on the students to come in.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of begs you to sit outside and visit a little bit. And
right.
That's what I do with my students. biggest thing with Jason and I that we like the most, I'm trying to speak for you, but we've talked about this before, is we like to teach.
Right.
We like to really get to know our students. And, you know, this is a place where we can get in an intimate classroom where it's not a lot of classrooms around us, a lot of noise. It's quiet, and it's just a more comfortable atmosphere.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you guys being here today. Thank you so much. This is some great information.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.